The smell of fresh baked bread can trigger all kinds of memories, especially around the holiday season. Peggy Wolf is a food writer. She's part of a project called Little Big Books. It's a series of small cookbooks, each on just one subject: pie, vegetables, barbecue, and bread. The idea behind the books is to highlight the Midwestern immigrant experience through food.
These people have brought back these recipes from overseas. These were the flavors that they savored. These were the tastes they were accustomed to from their homeland.
Peggy, you're writing the small book on bread, 12 recipes from bread makers from Kansas to Nebraska to Michigan and more. Tell us about the Lebanese-American bread maker you found in all places northern Michigan.
I found a blogger. Her name is Maureen Aboud. So we have Maureen's Lebanese pita bread, and it's outstanding. It's a two-day deal and, you know, worth it. So Maureen is part of a very large, extended family. I think she told me that she had 98 cousins. It's just something unbelievable. So Maureen is American-born. The secrets of baking flatbread came to her from her Lebanese grandmother, and she watched in her grandma's kitchen. She watched her baking.
So, Peggy, tell me a little bit about Maureen's particular pita bread, the Lebanese bread.
One really interesting thing I learned from Maureen is that it's a flatbread. They roll it around yogurt. They stuff it with cucumbers, with olives, with herbs. They tear off a piece and they mop up the juices on a plate. Who needs forks and knives, okay? And she told me that she prefers thinner flatbreads for making wraps. I mean, this is still pita. So this is like a living tradition, which all the breads in my book are, whether it's Sicilian or whole wheat or the Polish rye. And it's one of the most important recipes that the Lebanese immigrants brought with them over the seas.
What other recipes did you find?
Oh, my gosh. The Sicilians up in Milwaukee, what they do is They have this great crusty white loaf with the sesame seeds on top, and, you know, there's a seam down the middle that seems to open in the baking. Oh, my gosh, the smell of fermentation. They leave it on the table, in the middle of the kitchen table. It is not on a plate. And people just come by and they tear off a piece. You know, they're not cutting it and putting it on a plate like we might do.
Peggy, what other stories did you find?
So the stories in my book, I mean, I have one cook up in Minnesota. She's Finnish, Beatrice Ojikanga. She won a Pillsbury cook-off recipe for her Finnish rye bread, and she was able to put her husband through graduate school with, you know, the $500 she won 30 years ago. But the people are not the ones who make the sensational headlines, but they're too often invisible. But they are from the home kitchens of the Midwest.
It seems like in every culture, bread, it's something that sort of all brings us together at the dinner table.
You really hit the mother lode there, Zoe. It's the centerpiece of the table. And it is what reminded them of their homeland.
Now, Peggy, in the minute we have left, these Little Big Books project is it's founded by Molly O'Neill, a former New York Times food columnist, and it's part of her larger project, One Big Table. Now, she's turned to Kickstarter to raise the money to get these books published.
That's right. For the next couple days, the board of directors of One Big Table and R.E. Weinzweig of Zingerman's is actually on the board. There's a couple people on the board who have offered to match donations. So anything coming in will be doubled.
Peggy Wolf is the author of the book Fried Walleye and Cherry Pie, Midwestern Writers on Food. And Peggy will be in Michigan this week for two events tomorrow, one in Chelsea, one in Ann Arbor. For more information, michiganradio.org. Peggy, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Zoe. It's a pleasure.